Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So we're going to talk about biotechnologies, their uses, and their scientific backgrounds. As the name might suggest, biotech is simply the combination of biology with technology. It's been vastly used and improved over the last 100 years since the term was first coined by the Hungarian engineer Karl Ericke back in 1919, so that's 100 years ago. Biotech is split into four main categories, which are labelled with colours. And this can be used in a great many ways, including medically, industrially, environmentally. Although biotech comes with many positives, it's also seen with undesirable consequences as a result. Now let's look at the categories of biotechnology. Almost every scientific field can be split up into multiple individual divisions and sectors. Biotechnology is split mainly into four, and these four can be further split into smaller groups, although they only use the main four. Strangely, these four categories are given colours to represent them. So, red is medical biotechnology. This is used to categorise the biotech that will provide assistance towards the medical industry. This can involve things like producing pharmaceuticals and drugs, which can in turn help with the treatment and prevention of diseases. One of the largest and most well-known aspects of medical biotech is the stem cell research. Stem cells are cells that are able to generate and produce other cells with specialised functions. This research is beneficial, as stem cells can act to repair cells for the body. However, the main issue that arises with medical biotech research is that it can be very expensive, which excludes the benefits for the greater percentage of prospective patients and developing countries. Stem cell injections, for example, can cost anywhere between £2,000 and £5,000. So on top of this, not everybody agrees with the ethics of biomedical technologies, as stem cells originate from embryos, that's babies in the womb. Certain groups, like for example devout Christians, for example, will view this as wrong and incredibly unethical. This can potentially hinder and entirely prevent the research and implementation of these cells. Biotech with a white label is industrial biotechnology. The white category makes the most of living cells, which come from a wide variety of sources, including plant and bacteria. These cells will then be used to create products that need less resources during their production. Industrial biotech can not only be harnessed from many sources, but also be utilised in many sectors of society. They can be used for packaging, detergents, and even vehicle parts. Now, the reason why biotech in industry is so important is that it helps create a more efficient and effective industrial process without necessarily creating vast amounts of non-biodegradable waste, which will inevitably harm the environment. The way in which industrial biotech works is that the industries harness enzymes, biological catalysts for reactions, identify and divide them for their functionality, and then produce bio-based products, which will help them in making packaging, detergents, and things like that. A green label goes to agricultural biotechnology. The green, cleverly categorising the agricultural biotech fields and sectors. Agricultural biotech can be used in a variety of different ways, including creating new pesticides, gaining more products, so a greater yield, increasing nutritional values, and generally helping to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the agricultural industry. Agricultural biotech is also very heavily used So, for example, way back in 2012, according to the NASS, National Agricultural Statistics Service of America, 88% of the corn planted was being used as biotech, and 94% of all cotton plants were using biotech. In terms of downsides and safety measures that agricultural biotech has, there are a few that the farmers and biotech engineers need to be wary of. So, for example, there needs to be consideration taken when implementing the biotech in plants so that it doesn't harm existing wildlife, like birds, insects, and many other creatures rely on plants to survive, and messing with or adapting their biological structure may be harmful towards these animals, including, of course, ourselves. With new biotechnologies, new allergies could well become apparent. A blue label goes to marine biotechnology. Now, marine biotech, listed with this blue label, focuses on technical developments centered in large bodies of water. One of the benefits of biotech is that it can be used to create greener, more efficient energy resources. And by using microalgae, energy can be made in the form of biofuel. It's amazing to think that while water and oceans cover 70% of our Earth's surface, we've really only explored about 5% of the oceans themselves. This opens us up to a myriad of potential opportunities that could be discovered and exploited. Given that there is all this potential, it's no wonder that marine biotech is seen as a massive economic driver in the future. Already, marine biotech has been used to create marine food-based ingredients, chemical compounds, and biosensors. Now again, whilst on the one hand, marine biotech seems like a good idea, on the other hand, it does pose some difficulties. Many coastal areas rely on healthy coastal environments. With the increased use of marine biotech, coral reefs, which can be home to thousands of different species of marine wild animals, can become damaged. Not only this, but without a healthy coastal environment, some areas which rely heavily on tourism for the majority of their external income may see a decrease in earnings as the attractions have potentially been damaged or even worse, destroyed. Similarly, with green biotech, care has to be taken that the marine organisms, as well as humans, are not harmed by the change to their environment. Now, besides these four, biotechnology can also be further split into yellow, grey and gold, and these focus respectively on food production, environmental ecosystems and bioinformatics. So, as you can see, biotechnology offers a great many uses, and it can vastly improve the way we live and make many of our industries more effective, efficient and generally eco-friendlier and greener. As mentioned earlier, biotech has been on the rise since the term was first coined, and one of the modern science's greatest achievements occurred, which was the discovery of penicillin, antibiotic use, by Scottish bacteriologist Alexander Fleming. And since that discovery in 1928, biotech has helped describe DNA as the double helix, and the developing technology cloned the first mammal, Dolly, the sheep, and created the first synthetic cell. More recently, biotechnology was used to help fight the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic. Whilst this looks at biotech on a global scale, biotechnology is also used more domestically as well. Alcohol is one of the most common and most basic uses of biotech in everyday use. For example, beer. Beer is a mixture of water, starch, and hops. The starch is usually found in grains like barley and wheat. This starch needs to be converted to sugar by using enzymes. And as already mentioned, enzymes are a large part of the industrial biotech industry. Plastics. Plastics most likely dominate your home, and it's no surprise, given how easy they are to create and their wide range of applications. Plastics can be used in sunglasses and pens, phone cases, but even in things like shampoos. Another benefit of most modern plastics is that they're actually degradable and can be changed and recycled into something new. Biochemicals are used in fabrics to dye fabrics certain colours. However, they're also used in the production of polyester, which is a synthetic fibre produced from fossil fuels. It's this polyester that's widely used in the production of fabrics like clothing, blankets, and even things like curtains. Then, of course, there is what is possibly now the most contentious use of biotechnology, the production and refining of our fossil fuels into our various grades of petrochemicals. So as you can see, the depth and range of the use of biotechnological developments is vast, and each year brings new possibilities. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.